Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 23rd day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eliezer Zeituna of Congregation B'nai Shalom in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Zeituna slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by Rabbi Zeituna reciting the Mishaberach Chulim and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zeituna.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Shav Omi Hatzaha, such a beautiful thing that the OU is offering the community. Shav Omi Hatzaha and good things, Semahot, not only to the OU and to Rabbi Herman, but to everybody who is here listening to this wonderful Baruch Hashem, to Chizuk for me, and for everybody, all Klal Yisrael, in totality, Bezat Hashem. This is Parashat, Parashat Shelach. And the Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Meraglim, the spies, to go out into Eretz Yisrael, to scour the land, to tour it, and to come back and report what they saw. Well, we know that they came back and they spoke disparagingly about the land. They spoke negatively about the land. And in fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin writes that these people do not have a portion in the world to come. The question is why? What did they do wrong? They reported what they saw. In fact, where is the infraction at all? They were brutally honest. And therefore, we have to ask ourselves, what was disqualifying about the reports? The Ramban comes in and says, it was all one word. The Meraglim, when they came back, responded with one word. And it was that one word which caused calamity, not only to them, but the Jewish people for 40 years. Had to go and sojourn the desert, the wilderness, and anybody who was over the age of 20 was not allowed into the land of Israel. That one word was the word Ephes. The Menachem came back, says the Ramban, and he said, listen, we went into the land, it was flowing with milk and honey, but it's impossible because the land, the people over there, the inhabitants of the country are powerful. The cities are fortified. We saw giants over there. There's no way that we're going to be able to overcome these adversaries. And the Ramban says that was a violation because B'nai Yisrael don't believe in Ephes. We don't believe in impossible because we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Borei Olam is on our side. And then nothing, nothing in life is impossible. In fact, every day, what do we say? We say, Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. God is one. Why do we say God is one? Well, yes, that's right. There's no second. God does not have a team. But there's more than that. We say that God is one, meaning that there's nowhere in existence where there is Ephes, where there is zero, where there's a zero chance of something transpiring or happening. There's nowhere in all existence where something is unattainable, everything is accessible, everything is possible, because we have Echad, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you a great story. We run a yeshiva, Yeshiva Kinyan Torah, over here in Brooklyn. And, Baruch Hashem, people contribute very nicely, generously. But towards the end of the school year, the wellspring start to empty up. And in fact, sometimes we have to, go out on certain types of fundraising, called expeditions. I stood in prayer. I said, Borei Olam, please, by Thursday before the end of the month, let me pay the June 1st payroll. Let me pay these rabbis who work so hard, who have families to support, the teachers. Well, interestingly enough, a couple of months earlier, somebody offered me a Bitcoin for my organization. Said, Rabbi, I want 250 Bitcoins. If I find them, I'm going to give you one. Okay, so you're going to find it. All right. He called me on Wednesday. He said, Rabbi, I found them. I found the Bitcoin, and I want to send it over to you. But I don't know how, because I don't have a register. I don't know how these exchanges work. I don't have Bitcoin. He said, no problem. I'll get someone to buy you one also. I said, okay, it could take a couple of days. Yeah, maybe. I said, Borel, a couple of days I don't have. Tomorrow, please, by end of the day, let me have the money to pay my payroll. The next morning, the man called me and said, Rabbi, I'm wiring it over to you now. I found someone to purchase. He's ready to go. And sure enough, by Thursday night, I paid payroll. Because nothing is unattainable for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But wait a second. The Ramban does not say that the infraction and the violation of them saying Ephes was because they just called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they discounted God. He just said, the word Ephes means it's impossible. Which can indicate that the infraction wasn't only that they didn't believe in God, but they didn't believe in themselves. Because for us, nothing is unattainable. In fact, there's the Gemara Masechet Chagiga on the Gimel, on the first page, on the third page, sorry, on the first line. And the Gemara writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Goy Echad. We are also one. Because for B'nai Yisrael, there's also no zero. Also no impossible. Also not, there's nothing unattainable. We are one as well. And therefore, when we think and surmise and evaluate a situation, and we end up and conclude that something's impossible. Not only is that a lack of bitachon in God, but a lack of bitachon in ourselves. Because God says you're one. God says there's nothing that's zero. There is no FS. There is no impossible. There's no unattainable. And if we start believing in ourselves, and Be'ezat Hashem, Borei Olam, will shower upon us His grace, His chesed, prosperity, Zivugim, Shiduchim, Refuah, Beriut. How many people do you know when it looks like it's impossible? When it looks like it's not going to happen, the odds are stacked against him, and the guy gets married, or he pulls through with Panasa, or he recovers from an ailment and an illness. Because we don't believe in Ephes. We believe in one. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is one. In itself, who are one as well. So let's take this lesson, and let's forge through challenges in life, regardless of what they are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need time to come through for us. Borei Olam, to come through for us in a moment. Keheref Ayin. And B'ezrat Hashem, if we believe first and foremost in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then like Rav Dessler says, and then in ourselves and our capabilities, B'ezrat Hashem will be able to traverse, to overcome, and to succeed in any circumstance in life. Let's read some Tehillim, B'ezrat Hashem. Let's go together. First Perek that we're going to read is the 20th Perek, Perek Lam Natzeach, Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisag Yevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Metzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Menachotecha, Ve'olatecha Yedashen Esela. Yiten Lecha Chervavecha, V'chol Atzatecha Yemaleh. Nelanena B'shuatecha, Ufshem Elohenu Nedgol, Yemaleh Adonai כל משאלותיך. אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו יענהו משמי קודשו בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קרעו ונפלו ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע המלך יענהו ביום קוראנו. The 23rd Perek, Kaf Gima. Mizmor le David. Adonai ro'ai lo ehsar. B'no deshe yalbiteni. Ame menuchot inahalini. Nafshi yashovev. Yanheni b'ma'gele tzedek. Leman shemo. Gam ki alech beget salmavet. Lo yirara. כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי. ושנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי. ושבתי בבית אלוהי לאורך ימים. Chapter 121. Shir Lamaalot. Esa Einai El Harim. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Ne'im Adonai. Ose Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yiten Lamot Raglecha. Al Yanum Shomerecha. Teme Lo Yanum Velo Yishan. Shomer Yisrael. Alai Shomerecha. אולי צלך היד ימיניך. יומם, השם ישתה וירח בלילה. אולי, ישמרך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אולי ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. Chapter 130, קוף למד. שיר המעלות. יומם, אם קראתיך, אולי, אולי, שראה בקולי, תהיינה עוזדך קשובות, וכל תחנונם. אם אמונות תשמעיה, אדוני, מי יעמוד? כי אמך הסליחה, ולמען תברא. קביתי אדוני כביתה נפשי, לדברו הוחלתי. נפשי לאדוני משום מהרים לבוקר, שומעים לבוקר. החל יסל אל אדוני, כי האם אדוני החסד, והרבה אמו פדות. והוא יבדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו, מי שברך אבותינו הקדושים, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את כל חולי עמו ישראל, ובכללם ירפא את אל נא לפן עליהם, ושלח להם רפואה שלמה, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, רמח עבריהם, ושסר גדיהם, וכן יהי לעצון, ונאמר אמן. וזאת תקנקלות את אחינו, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצלה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצלה לבחה, ומאסלה לאורה, ומשעבוד לגולה, השתה בהכלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Zatuna. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Eliezer Wolf of Beit David Highland Lake Shul in Miami, Florida. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.